About a year ago, the news came out that Ag Systems Inc. and Heartland Ag were going to merge to form one of the largest equipment dealerships serving ag retail in North America. And since this acquisition was announced and the new company was reaching that one-year anniversary, I reached out to its now CEO, Arnie Sinclair. Arnie has more than 35 years of experience working in ag retail and application equipment. And today on the podcast, he is going to share not only the company's milestones to date, but also how the machinery market is shaping up in 2020 with his insights on the used equipment market and leasing trends. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, and welcome to the Ag Pro Podcast. And welcome to the Ag Pro Podcast. Joining us today for our conversation is Arnie Sinclair, the president and CEO of Heartland Ag Systems. Arnie, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Margie. I appreciate to be part of this podcast.
So if you could introduce our audience to yourself and tell us a little bit about your career and how you got to where you are today.
I'd be happy to. As you said, currently president and CEO of Heartland Ag Systems. I started my career out in the ag retail business. I was in the ag retail business for 10 years with 6 years as serving as agronomy manager for a multi-unit co-op in southern Minnesota. And in 1993, I joined AgChem. I worked as a soil action specialist helping salesmen sell precision equipment and agronomic practices. While there, I moved to product development, was senior product manager and on the management team when AGCO bought AgChem in 2001. So with AGCO, I served, had many different positions, served as sales manager for Wilmer Sprague Cooperrell, marketing manager for the application division, director of sales, and director of national accounts. And I was with AGCO until 2014, where I joined Ag Systems as general manager. And then in March of 2019, when the merger closed, I took the position as president.
So it's been about a year since that merger that formed Heartland Ag Systems. Could you give us an overview of the company today, its footprint, and who it serves?
Certainly. Heartland Ag Systems is the result of merging two companies together. It was Heartland Ag, which was serving the states of Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, and Colorado, and Ag Systems, which served North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the UP of Michigan. So what's unique about the merger is that we basically didn't have any overlap in our area, and we had two companies that were both focused on the ag retail segment of the business. So now we have, as Heartland Ag Systems, we now have coverage in 10 states. We have 9 locations, making us the largest case application dealer in North America. And our primary focus has been and still is providing first-class products and support to the ag retail segment. So we're not only a distributor, but also a manufacturer of application equipment and the related services that provides the high-quality products, services, and segment-focused expertise that we hope will consistently increase the productivity and profitability for our customers, their operations, and their business.
Arnie, as you look back on the past year, what have been those major milestones, or what have been some of the greatest accomplishments bringing these two companies together?
Well, since the merger on March 1st, we've had a couple exciting things happen. One of them is we moved into a new facility at our Hutchinson location, which was in the process of being built before we announced the merger. We've also integrated the two operating systems into one, which never is as seamless as they say, but and put into a new organization structure to provide the effective management for the successful management of providing product and support to our customers and supporting our employees. In addition to that, our manufactured plant where we manufacture our tenders and spreaders, that continues to grow. And with the addition of the merging of the two companies, we now have a larger area that we can go direct from the plant to the customers with.
As you said, your customer focus has been on serving ag retailers with application equipment. I'm curious, how has that really distinctly shaped your business?
Well, as you say, our focus is on ag retailers, and all of our application products, services, support, and manufactured products that we sell are the result of listening to our customers' needs and providing those products and services to assist them in being more productive and profitable in their businesses. So customer focus is a big thing, and listening to our customers continuously.
And as the business grew, how did you guys decide to what brands, what lines of equipment you brought on?
Both companies were primary, their primary products was the case application equipment line with the Patriot sprayers and Titan floaters. But by understanding the changing trends of our industry throughout the years and listening to our customers, that's been basically the roadmap as far as what products, goods, and services can we provide to them to help make them successful and partner with them.
Arnie, you've got experience from being in the field, as you said, as a manager at the co-op, to product management experience, and now in your current role. And I'm curious, how have you seen this application equipment? What are the biggest changes that you've seen?
The technology continues to be a big change. You look at the products that were being sold 10, 15 years ago compared to the products that are being sold now. And a lot of times it's not just the equipment itself, but the products that and the tools that make that equipment more accurate and advanced with the technology. Technology is amazing. And I think back to when I first started as an applicator to what the machines were back then, and the machines that the operators are running today is a night and day difference.
And I know you referenced the new facility in Hutchinson. I'm curious, what investments have you guys made in parts and service to reflect the needed changes in the industry that you've seen?
Well, we continue to invest in our parts and service departments. Prior to our merger, both Heartland Ag and Ag Systems each opened up new facilities within the last 3 years. Heartland Ag opened up a facility in Great Bend, Kansas, and Ag Systems opened a facility in Garrison, North Dakota, and these are both opened at a time with the depressed ag economy, but I think it demonstrates the commitment that both companies have had in, to our industry and will continue to have. In addition to our call center employees, we currently have over 110 service techs and precision specialists on staff to help meet our customers' needs.
Wow. You referenced the current state of the ag economy that, you know, we have been wading through for the last several years. And what are you seeing in terms of sales of new equipment, leasing trends, and used sales?
Well, fortunately, I believe we're seeing some indicators that our market is increasing. And I believe we would have seen more of an increase in demand even last year if not for the unusually wet conditions throughout all of our states. Leasing of equipment continues to increase as our customers continue to look at ways of having the equipment needed to meet the demands of their customers while managing the cost of ownership and return on investment, which is evaluated with each piece of equipment purchased. I believe the used equipment market probably hit their low since 2015 and is rebounding. And we're seeing increased activity in our used equipment market just within the last 6 to 8 months, which is very positive.
If you could step back and think about the market as a whole, the machinery market as a whole, what in the last 5 years has been the biggest change to the business?
Again, I would say the technology of the equipment and in the area of precision products that promotes more accurate application of the products, managing crop inputs, accurately applying those inputs, methods to do that continually improve. You look at some of the new technology, such as New Leader in their G5000 spinner. Years ago, no one would have dreamed that you could have a spinner that would have 16 swaths control, and you could vary the width of your spreader pattern through the use of spinners. It's unbelievable technology, the accuracy that it has, and so forth. It's amazing to see how that's changed again and how it drives change in our industry.
And as you are, you know, staying close to your customer, looking out into the future, what trends do you see as the key drivers for change?
Probably the two key drivers for change are going to be, again, technology. That's going to continue to be a driver in the future, whether it's the improved controllers, steering assistance, ways to better manage your fleet, ways to prescribe and accurately apply the product. I think that's going to continue to drive it. Along with the technology, I think you'll see the need for increasing the productivity and profitability of the equipment, and you're going to see that with the introduction of wider booms. Boom width will continue to grow, whether it's dry applicators or liquid. And I think those are going to be some of the key drivers as we look forward to changes in the future.
Both of those kind of have my mind running toward automated machines. What are your thoughts about the future of autonomy and how soon we may see it as a reality?
Well, the reality is it's already there with certain pieces of equipment. I mean, there's a lot of your OEMs are already doing work and have equipment that's they're using that. When will our industry adapt to it? I think it's I'm kind of mixed on that. One of my concerns is that with the application of some of these products, I think we still need that human supervision, because there are certain things that can happen to that piece of equipment that you know, is important that it's being monitored. And if you look at the current situation, I mean, any piece of equipment that's applying product, the ownership of the accurate application of that product is on the operator. And I think we'll probably see this creep into the use of it, enter into our industry. I'm just not 100% sure that, and I could be wrong, I've been wrong before, but I just question whether we'll see complete machines out there without operators. I think we'll continue to see ways to better improve the operation of the equipment out there through this, but there'll still be some type of human involvement in it.
Excellent. And Arnie, if there are, you know, one way that you'd like to highlight you guys are getting ready for the 2020 growing season, what would that be?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, our customers are coming off a less than desirable year of 2019. And with the wet conditions that we have, we still have some areas that probably won't see planting yet, because you got areas in Missouri, Nebraska, where levees haven't been repaired yet. We know that there will see continued flooding, but we continue to just work with our customers to see what are their unique needs as they get ready for spring. We're going to and are in the process of delivering equipment, and the people are optimistic that we're going to have a great year as far as the ag industry. I think production agriculture will have a better year this year, and that will drive success in all of our businesses.
Well, Arnie, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today, not only to share your optimism for this next year and looking forward, but also your great industry insights. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, that concludes our conversation with Arnie, and thank you for joining us today on the AgPro podcast. You can connect with us on Twitter using the handle AgProfessional.